Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Global from Asia. We are at episode 26, and as I've been doing these weekly, 26 weeks is 6 months, so it's a 6 month birthday for Global from Asia. I've connected with so many great people and built stronger relationships with business people I know around the world, and it's keeping me excited each week to release another show, so thanks for listening out there. Another announcement is it's my birthday, April 2nd. I'll be 33 years old, so now it seems like my podcast is a half a year and I'm 33. It's been an amazing year. This past year, this podcast and my business social agent and other amazing personal things, which is marriage and baby. And it's been an amazing year. So even if next year is half of is what this year has been, it's going to be mind-blowing. So today's show is a bit special. I'm going to do it on my own. And I'm just going to jump right into the topics. So as a Hong Kong business owner, I do all my business online remotely. Accepting credit cards is a very critical piece. And unfortunately, Hong Kong still has very limited options for accepting credit cards online, and some are very old-fashioned and hard to use, especially when we want to integrate them in our e-commerce websites and tech startups. So we're talking about Stripe, and Stripe.com is kind of a new, it's only a few years old. It started out in Silicon Valley, and it's I'm not paid by them. I have no connection with this company. I just love to use it, and it's very easy to use. It's built by developers for developers. It's very easy to integrate with websites, and the payment's very easy, and the setup is easy. So my other team members and other companies I know in Hong Kong are always asking about it. So it's currently not available for Hong Kong companies. They are going around the world now. They of course started in the US, but they're going through Europe, and they're opening in many countries around the world. So I've been on a waiting list. You can fill out a form on stripe.com/global and put your email address for notifications. I did that maybe six months ago or so, and I still haven't gotten any notice. So just thought that today would be a great time to bring that up. This kind of started from a Startups HK Facebook page. People were asking about Stripe in Hong Kong or other solutions, and I keep seeing people always asking about this. And we still don't have it here or an easier solution. And part of this podcast has been making it easier for people to do business in Hong Kong internationally. So payment is a huge part of that. I did start a petition online, just a free petition website. You can find the direct link on the show notes, globalfromasia.com/episode26. So I'd really appreciate it if you took the time to fill that out if you're interested in submitting your name and going in with this campaign. So I think while we wait for Stripe, I just want to maybe explain what people are doing now to accept credit cards online in Hong Kong. So we start with PayPal, and PayPal, you know, I think globally has done an amazing job. You know, they make it pretty easy for people to open up accounts anywhere in the world and to receive money, but it's not really built for credit cards. You have to have a PayPal account, and they make both sides kind of have PayPal accounts. I know that the customer can use their credit card one time on PayPal.com to send money to a PayPal merchant, but that's only one time. If they try to do that twice, it'll say you already used your credit card and you have to create an account now. So it's not really, it forces all both sides to have PayPal accounts. So it's not the most, widely used still. I know PayPal's everywhere in the world, but a lot of people still like to use their Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex card directly. So they don't have to keep funds in PayPal. So there is PayPal Pro. Honestly, I learned this when I was researching this podcast, that when I first started looking for PayPal Pro, you can accept credit cards and can accept in a shopping cart without going to PayPal.com and without the customer needing a PayPal account, and they can just use a credit card. When I tried to do this a couple of years ago, it wasn't yet available in Hong Kong. It was only US and UK companies, but now it does seem available. So I will put that link on the show notes too in the PayPal Pro section for people that want the direct link to the Hong Kong PayPal Pro. So that's one solution people use is PayPal or PayPal Pro. Asia Pay, I did interview them on episode 16. They seem to be kind of the local choice. They have an application fee of about 3,000 or so Hong Kong dollars, which is an upfront fee, not guaranteeing to have an account that goes through. And they will, decide on your risk factor of your company. So, you know, I think that is a kind of a big stumbling block for small to medium-sized businesses to pay. There is a higher processing rate. You know, I think even if Stripe comes to Hong Kong, they're going to have a higher rate because there is higher risk. So I'm not really going to put that against them. But one thing I didn't realize until after the show is some of my listeners brought up that when you check out with AsiaPay on a credit card, on a shopping cart, it redirects you to AsiaPay.com. So it's like a secure checkout with your Visa credit card number and, you know, CVV code and expiration date address. So say you're buying something on your shopping cart or your website, and then it's a customer picks credit card, they have to go to AsiaPay.com. So, you know, I think this is a little bit not ideal. I think this, especially if it's a U.S. or European customer, they have to go to an AsiaPay website with like kind of like Asian characters. I think that doesn't really make a lot of international customers feel maybe secure with putting their credit card number. So I feel that that might not always get the best conversion rate for those e-commerce guys out there. So another one we have is WorldPay. I'm actually trying to get them on the show, going through a couple of different contacts to get them on the show. So a lot of people I talk to do use them. They kind of are the global international high-risk merchant accounts. So when I say high risk, you know, I think that means like offshore companies. You know, Hong Kong is considered, I guess, offshore. So they're more willing to work with these kind of higher risk merchants. Marshall Taplis, we interviewed on episode 6, he is using them. You know, he had to pay another higher application fee, I think a few thousand Hong Kong dollars, like AsiaPay, and also go through some, you know, pretty extensive background checks, credit checks, to get the account open. Another thing that Marshall just mentioned to me was some of his transactions get declined for not really a good reason from customers, and customers are like emailing him and saying, I tried to check out what credit card didn't go through. So I know he's very excited or anxious to have Stripe come to Hong Kong. He's really a tech guy too, and you know, Stripe is very easy for tech people to integrate with their shopping carts. So those are the choices. I do want to bring up a couple of more that I've researched. I used to use tochecout.com, which isn't really a merchant account. It's kind of like an alternative, a solution. So they'll accept the money for you, and then they'll debit it out to you, but they receive it as a merchant, and then they send it to you. So they really want to make that clear. But unfortunately, they no longer support Hong Kong-based companies. Maybe in 2008, 2009, in a previous internet company I was working with, we had a two-checkout account and was able to connect to my HSBC Hong Kong and debit there in dollars, which was very convenient. But unfortunately, they don't support that anymore. I don't know their reasons. I did reapply in my current business to get their to get an account. And their online form was pretty easy, and I filled out all my information that I'm in a Hong Kong company and et cetera, et cetera. And then I paid a $15 like fee for an application. It's not a lot of money, but within 5 minutes, I got an auto response that they don't support or they don't accept Hong Kong companies, and they denied me. So I replied to them. I said, couldn't you have told me that before I applied? I mean, you saw when I fill out my application, it said Hong Kong, and they didn't seem to really be concerned. And, you know, it's only $15, but I would have appreciated them to refund me if it was just an automatic reject based on my country when I filled out my country. Anyway, I'm never going to use them again. the next one is Bitcoin. Bitcoin, I'll do a podcast next week to give some people some insights. It's very early technology and very kind of volatile, so it's not really an accepted payment method for the normal wide range of audience of customers. So I don't really think this is a primary way to receive payments from customers. And maybe you can put this on your site, but obviously it's not going to replace Visa and MasterCard credit card transactions. So those are the ones that I've researched and I've talked to people about for people in Hong Kong. Let's next talk about, other countries. China, right next door to Hong Kong, they obviously have a lot of people, a big population. So they have their own like kind of banks and their own like payment solutions and merchant accounts and everything. So you can do that domestically. And then also for their international, they have a few different high risk merchant accounts with also their higher application fees, and they're a little bit expensive, but there are a lot of different choices. So just to give some people some ideas of China, I'm not going to go into the details. And then, of course, in America is another big, highly populated country, and banks seem to deem it a very low-risk country for issuing credit. And so it's got low processing rates, and you have a lot of choices. I am American, I could easily, have a U.S. company, U.S. merchant account, but I live and do business overseas, and my funds are coming in and out of Hong Kong and Asia. So me, like many of others living overseas, going through a U.S. company and U.S. bank is just extra money and extra fees and delays in your cash flow. So when we come to Hong Kong, right? Hong Kong, of course, is not a big population domestically. I think there's about 15 million people. And so maybe some companies think that's too small of a population. But we've gone in other podcasts. I believe Sunny Wong told me there was about 7 million registered limited companies in Hong Kong. And, of course, that means 50% of the population has got a limited company. But, of course, that's not true. A lot of people live offshore. So 7 million companies, limited companies, and a lot of those guys are doing business around the world internationally. I know people, they have Hong Kong companies based in Thailand, based in China, based in, Canada, based all over the world. So they're definitely anxious to have better merchant account solutions for their Hong Kong-based company. So, I think sometimes maybe Stripe or maybe other guys still look at Europe or U.S. or other populations as a bigger market. But, I think they got to realize that there's 7 million limited companies approximately, and they're all very anxious and willing to use a merchant account that is a little bit more friendly for technology and e-commerce. So, I think also with the current limited Hong Kong merchants, it does make Hong Kong look a little bit less advanced technologically. So there's business in Hong Kong that when you check out, you're redirected to AsiaPay or PayPal. And these are pretty major, major companies. I'm not going to disclose which ones, but, I think that's a bad user experience. And it's a little bit embarrassing for me as a tech dude in Asia that there's these still, kind of archaic, old-fashioned ways of doing e-commerce from pretty large institutions. So, I think for Hong Kong to improve its image as a technology center, we as a community should work on improving the merchant accounts and user experience of customers doing business with companies based in Hong Kong. And now we're going to the next topic. So what do people do that really want Stripe that are in Hong Kong? I think basically what I know is people open up, have U.S. companies or Canadian companies or other countries where Stripe is accepted, and they actually have a company for the sole purpose of accepting credit cards in those countries. So sure, that's something possible, but it makes more complicated accounting, more difficult business cash flows and wire transfers from that country to Hong Kong to pay your Hong Kong credit card or your Hong Kong bills or your payroll. So, that's just another complication and delay. So, the next topic is maybe Stripe will have to change its offering to localize in Hong Kong. And sure, I think that's acceptable. We're all used to paying higher processing rates and exchange rates to do business here. And I don't think the community will mind if there's an application fee or there's higher processing rates. I believe that people just want a more technically friendly merchant account that's easy to use and easy to integrate in a shopping cart and control your user experience more. So, you know, I don't think it's just about saving the money. I think it's also about integrating with your technology. And we want to have better e-commerce and technology in Hong Kong-based companies. So that's all I have for today, really. I mean, I kind of just want to go through what current options there are, what people are doing. You know, I know maybe Hong Kong is a higher risk place for banks and financial institutions, but it is a financial center of Asia. And it just seems baffling to me that this is still so far behind, in my opinion, from Western financial banking solutions. Please go to our show notes on globalfromasia.com/episode26. There's a link to the online petition so that we can just keep a track of how many numbers. I have a friend who will send this along to some people he knows at Stripe. I'll try to send this over to Stripe later. And if anything, we'll get some, I mean, hopefully we'll get a response of their plans or the reasons why they're not here yet. I'm definitely curious. I wonder if there's regulations. I just want to know maybe more reasons why. And it, maybe not even Stripe, maybe there's other solutions, or maybe the current providers here can make it a little bit easier for these online e-commerce companies to do business. So, I hope this makes some difference, and thanks for tuning in.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.